back to another episode of In the Rearview Mirror, a Supernatural Retrospective. We are your Hunter hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
And we're going to be talking about more episodes of Supernatural. Season 6, to be exact.
There's season 6, but I thought 5 was the last season.
So we thought.
Dun, dun, dun. Where do they go from here?
Not very far.
You're right. Immediately after. 1 year later, immediately after.
Okay. The episodes this week we watched were the first four. Kind of big mistake after we watched the first four. I was like, this is too much to unpack.
Well, then we would just have to go one episode by episode. There's so much to unpack.
Yeah, I guess there is. So the first episodes this week we watched were Exile on Main Street, 2 and a Half Men, The Third Man, and Weekend at Bobby's. So to start off the first one, Exile on Main Street, is that we see Dean a year later, living with Lisa and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Very domestic.
Domestic Dean. Great.
It's super cute and wholesome.
Super cute. Love the parallels of, you know, he's grabbing the salt, not for demons, to make eggs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that, like, I liked it a lot, but, like, it was almost like, oh, also the sad. Better times. Yeah. Like,
almost nostalgic a little bit. Yeah. I mean, like, of course, we as the viewers would be nostalgic for him fighting monsters.
Even, like, they were, like, horrible things, you know, like, he's like has the saw and he's chopping off like a vamp's head or whatever. Yeah. I think it was like a good memory for him because it was with Sam. They lived out of their traumas together and
they lived through that trauma together. They did.
Sad that Sam is gone.
You know, the song they used at the beginning got me. It was sad because the lyric was just, you know, just don't need it all. And he gets his suburban life, but he doesn't have Sam. And, like, what's even the point?
Yeah.
Sad.
I don't know. All of him being, like, super domestic. Him doing the, you know, the normal dad, lock it up for the night where you're going around. And God. I'm like, he's, like, double checking. Like, oh, yep, nope. Got good double trap and everything.
He's wearing track pants.
I know, literally. Also, I thought that was really funny because, you know, when he was salting the windows, I think those are, like, later in the episode, but whatever. I was like, why doesn't he just, like, I don't know, get some PVC piping and, like, put it on his windows? And then I was like, why doesn't he just do it outside? And you were like, why doesn't he just do his whole yard?
Like, if the neighbors are wondering, just be like, putting a new sprinkler system. He's handy. He's a construction worker. Maybe he can do plumbing. They don't know.
Yeah, it's not that, honestly, that's not even that weird. If you were, that's like, just digging up, like, a trench.
That is not the weirdest thing Dean's been caught doing by any stranger.
I know. So I was just like, why doesn't he do that? And then, you know, put some other stuff on there.
And
like,
here's the thing. Then, because, you know, then the next people who move in there, they're protected from demons and ghosts and all the varieties.
Also, they should take, I'm pretty sure it was Bobby from like season 3 when he put the holy water or like made the septic tank, like not the septic tank.
Oh yeah, the sprinklers?
The sprinklers was holy water. And I was like, Dean, I hope did that. That is genius.
It is genius.
Then he's just like, I don't know, turn the sprinklers on. And then you're like,
oh, you're clear. Oh man, sorry, I didn't see there. Didn't see there. He's like, not a demon. Check.
Yeah, seriously.
Old checklist on all his neighbors when he first moves in. Like, okay, not a demon. Great.
I know. Oh my God. Could you imagine? Actually, this would be kind of funny. This would actually be really funny if just like all of Lisa's, the mom friends, you know, are just like, you know, Dean's really clumsy. And she's like, what do you mean? And he's like, he spills drinks on everyone.
She's like, oh yeah, he's really clumsy. And then she's like, Dean, stop spilling holy water on the neighbors. Oh my God, they're not demons. Can you just like relax?
Yeah, seriously. Well, someone, and I always want to look at it, and I don't think it's true. I think it is for later seasons. Again, I don't know if this is figure fact, but the boys wear rings on their finger and it's silver. So if, you know, they shake a shifter's hand or like other monsters that hurt by silver, they know. So it's like,
that sounds like that is something that'd be mentioned in a fic. And because Dean has that silver ring. I don't know if Sam wears any rings.
I don't think he does, but I know Dean and I thought it was later on because I did see someone do that and I was like, oh, and I don't know if like someone just made a post about it and they were like, they said something like, oh, I bet that ring is silver.
Mm-hmm.
Cough, cough. That would make sense because that would be really smart to do that. Because then if like you just didn't know, you just touch them really quick and then they're like, ah, I'm burning. And then you're like, oh, shit.
On the subject of thicker fact, Dean's ring, is that Mary's?
I think that was Mary's though.
Because.
And that's why I thought.
Which is bizarre.
No, that's why I thought it was like, because that was Mary's idea was to do it. Because that's what the Campbells would have, as good hunters as they were, as we see, would have been like, yes, have a silver ring. Duh. How would you not do this? Like, why would you not do this? And that would be so genius. Because then, like, you really don't need to, like, have a knife on you, especially if you don't know. Because you can't just, like.
You smack them or something.
Yeah, you just be like, hi, how are you? And you touch them. And then, like, a lot of shifters who are dumb has probably not seen this before. And I wouldn't think of this. I'd just be like, oh, whatever, it's a ring. And then you're like, ah, burning!
You're like, ah, and then you're like, ah, I got ya.
Yeah, and then you're like, stab.
Yeah, I did the motion, stab. You said stab.
So, yeah, I do think, I kind of thought, but for whatever reason, not on this episode, but the episodes, like, coming up, and just, like, the episodes in general, because...
Again, there's a lot to...
There's a lot, like, a lot of monsters coming up that I was just like, is this a thing? And I thought I saw Dean wearing a ring, but, like, at the same time, I didn't, because he was with Lisa, so...
Interesting.
I don't know.
On topic of Dean's wardrobe and Lisa, liked his jacket. Very dad jacket. Don't like his hair. Don't know what's going on with the hair.
I think it's just early season.
They got some gel in it or something. Some mousse. I don't know what he's doing.
Like this side swoop. Yeah, it's no longer weird. Like...
I don't like it.
But I do really like, too, that, like, his neighbor's like, how do you always pick up all of these girls, Dean? And it was so funny because he's like, yeah, it's always like, I wish I would have known. I would have totally used this line before.
Like, I would just put my ring on the other finger.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I thought that was really funny because I was like, but also, brah, what was his name? Sid, right? I was like, have you seen Dean?
I know, dude. I'm like, honestly, look at
him. Like, oh my God. He's like hot as fuck. Like, and then I asked you, I was like, yeah, how old is Dean here? Like 32? Yeah, he's hot as fuck.
I'd be leaving him my number if I was that waitress, too.
Literally, you have nothing to lose.
You don't have anything to gain. Nothing to lose, all to gain. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, just be like, hey, I don't even care.
Absolutely. It wasn't optimal with this waitress, but...
No, because she was the gin, which I totally forgot that this episode was about gins.
I didn't know
we had, like, a lot of gin episodes. Like, I knew they mentioned it, and, like, we had, like, a few bad ones, but, like, I didn't know they came back in this sense.
Well, the thing is, their lore is getting a little weird.
Well, funny enough, this is what kind of, like, let Supernatural kind of get away with the bad canon. I say bad canon. They didn't have to follow their canon because, like, all the monsters let loose are, like, weird and, like, shit's going down with the monsters. And
they start being like, yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, you know.
Like, they're like, it's not following it. That's weird.
They play on that.
I mean, it's fine. I think they're just kind of cleaning up maybe their messes of, well, we made this canon too intense now. Like, I don't want to have to continue doing that.
They want to have fun with the monsters. They want to have fun.
Yeah, I just want to do random things.
That's season 6. They want to have fun with the monsters and just make up some stuff. And so you get season 6.
Mm-hmm. And then pretty much the rest of the point of this episode is that Sam is alive. Oh, no.
Sam's alive, which we knew, but then Dean didn't. And so we're like, whoa, what?
Yeah, and Sam is just like, I've been alive for a year. And Dean's like, what?
Excuse me?
You've been alive for a year and you have not told me?
Yeah, Dean's upset about that.
See, he was more upset, I think, with Bobby, too.
Oh, he was pissed
at Bobby.
Because
then, of course, he goes to Bobby. And then, like, he's just like, Sam? He's like, Bobby? And Dean's like, yeah, you what? Knew?
Well, just, like, built on top of Sam not telling him, and then Bobby didn't tell him, and he knew, and he's like, well, I just been in the dark, and everyone's just like, dude, you were out. You got out. You had a life. You didn't die at 30. Bobby's like, this is the best I could hope for you. Like, obviously, I wasn't going to tell you, because then you'd just be dragged back in.
Well, and I think I said this last week, I'm pretty sure, right, that I was like, that Dean wants the quote-unquote apple pie life. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dean really wants that anymore. I think he thinks he wants that. Or, like, the idea of it, but, like, in reality would not happen. So, like, he had this life, and he was like, yeah, but I was miserable, though. Like, it wasn't... I think once he had it, he was like, it's not that all cracked up.
It's not me.
It's not, yeah.
It's, like, weird.
Because, like, I think he's dreamed about it for so long. I think that's the thing. Like, you know, you have this big dream and expectations, and then you get it, and you're like, eh, it was okay. And I know he, like, really cares for Lisa and Ben, so it's just kind of, like, it's hard for Dean to be like, well, I just want to walk away. Like, I didn't want this. I would have wanted to be hunting with my brother. Like,
right.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not wrong.
So I think that was a poignant part for Dean's idea. Just, like...
I mean, he gets it, but it's not truly all it's cracked up to be. And then Sam comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, there's a choice to make.
Not only is Sam back, though, is that we have Samuel Campbell is back.
Samuel Campbell.
Which was really funny because I was writing this down and I was like, what is his name?
Yeah, you said
what,
that.
What is his name? And I was like, I was like, something Campbell, but I just didn't want to write, like, Grandpa Campbell. And I was like, we know his name. Like, what is it? And I'm like, I'm so fucking stupid.
Eddie's standing right next to Sam and I'm like,
Samuel.
We watched these episodes semi-recently.
I don't know. It lost me because I was like, what is his name? Samuel Campbell's back. Also, they said that the other Campbells were brought together. Dean was like, how did we not know you existed? Like, I thought all of the moms were... Well, he didn't say that. I think he was just like,
I thought all the Campbells were dead. What's
going
on
here? Yeah, and then Samuel was like, I brought us together. Although, I honestly don't remember if they were brought back. I'm going to sound stupid when they were like, no, they were dead.
But we'll just make it so I can cut this section out and we won't sound stupid. I haven't done that before.
Leave
this
part in. Leave this part in.
We know exactly what's going on.
Leave it in.
Leave it in. We know what's going on. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We've seen this show before.
It hasn't been 12 years.
It's been 12. Oh my god, like it hasn't been 12 years, but shit, it's been some number of years. I think I've only seen this first episode one time.
Dude, I don't think
I've seen the first one. I've seen like the rest of season six more times. I've not seen the first one.
I think we were going through season six, and I was just like, I don't remember any of these episodes.
You're gonna claim haven't seen it the entire. We're gonna go through these seasons. You're gonna be like, haven't seen it, haven't seen it, haven't seen it. I'm like, you're telling me you haven't seen the entirety of season six? You look me dead in the eye. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. This is the season though that has the dog episode that you don't remember. This does have an episode. Yes. Yes, it's like, or it's going to be like our third podcast episode about this. Yeah.
I was wondering about that just now. I was like, when is that dog episode?
It's this one.
Okay.
It's this one, yeah. I saw it and I was like, it's the one. The one she says she's never seen.
I don't remember.
But she has, because we watched the whole season six.
Anyway, it's kind of weird, because like Dean, I noticed, is just kind of the odd man out now. Because you have these new hunters, like the cousins. I don't remember their names. It was like Mark and
Gwen
and Christian, right?
I only remember Gwen. And we should have wrote their names down.
I thought it was Mark.
Should have written
their
names
down. It didn't really matter. They're just the cousins. I feel like they're not in this Mark very long. Mark dies in one of these episodes.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, you've all seen them, so I mean.
If not, again, they were not that. Whatever. The cousins. They're not very memorable.
The Campbell cousins.
The Campbell cousins. Yay!
Alliterations.
One brain cell.
One brain cell. I love alliteration. It's so good.
The Campbells, yeah.
Because Sam went to go rescue him from the gin poison.
Yeah.
Because he was poisoned. We're like, I literally was like, we were both like, wait a minute. Azazel? Wait a minute.
I was so confused.
He doesn't come. Do we just block this out?
Well, that's why I was like, it has to be like a monster. And then I was like, and then they were like, a gin. And I'm
for
like,
a minute, we both were freaking out. We're like, wait. What? What? Huh?
Like, I knew it wasn't.
The cult didn't work.
Like, no. Like, I knew it wasn't real. But then at the same time, I was like,
this is supernatural, though. It could be real.
What is happening? I just didn't know. I just didn't know. I don't know.
I love that we'll totally be like, we remember this episode, and we watch it, and we're like, don't remember that part.
I know, literally.
Never mind. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, huh?
Is that how the gin gets you, though? The touch, the poison? Is that?
Yeah.
Was that originally how it
Yeah, like, he, like, did some weird spell where it was like that, but, like, yeah, it was kind of by touch, pretty
right,
much.
Right, okay. It just was happier instead of a nightmare.
Yeah, except the one funny thing is, I was like, as soon as they said gin, I was like, oh, my God, the waitress that was hitting on Dean. Yeah. I was like, Dean, how did you not pick up the tattoos? I picked up the tattoos.
He's rusty. It's been a year.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No, and so that's what I was saying about the Campbell cousins. They're just kind of, like, being mean to Dean, like, being like, oh, you've been out of the life. And I was like, who are you?
Yeah, they're all like, you're rusty. And he's just like, I'm Dean fucking Winchester. Don't ever talk to me like that ever again.
Seriously.
Whomst are you?
Yeah.
Like, you're coming at me?
Super weird. And then, like, I know, like, Sam is just like, and he's trying to, like, kind of stick up for Dean, but at the same time, he's also being, like, weird and just being like, oh, just trust the Campbells. And I was just like, what is wrong? Like, no one's on Dean's side. Dean's just like, hello? Am I speaking gibberish? Like, what are you not grasping? And, like, Bobby's acting all crazy. Not acting all crazy, but he's like, you just didn't tell me about Sam. And he's like, well, I guess not.
Everyone's been hiding the stuff from Dean because they're trying to, you know, keep him out of the life.
They're trying to protect him.
They are trying to protect him.
He's trying to protect everyone else.
He's just like, I've literally talked to the devil, okay? Protect me from what? It's the djinn? Oh, the djinn? They're so scary. I can handle a djinn. Those cousins really just trying to roast him.
Yeah, I don't.
It's almost like I'm a professional.
Oh my god. And then Dean came back around. I was just like, it's almost like I'm a professional.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Oh.
Because the guy's just like, I'm a professional. And Dean's just like, wow, well, how about we do this instead? Because, you know, it's like, I'm a professional. Me and my plan, that's actually better than your terrible plan.
Also kind of sucks, like, the Campbells, like, captured the djinn. Like, they killed one of them, two of them, and then, like, captured one of them.
They took,
like,
one of them. Weird. Weird.
Really weird. Well, especially because, like, Campbell. Oh, my God. I said Grandpa Campbell. Samuel Campbell. Still laughing at
me. I mean, it's not wrong.
And was just like, don't worry, honey. We're not going to kill you. And you're like,
why?
I don't know. Just,
and Dean had noticed the weird cage the dude had on his
truck.
Yeah,
like, all like, that weird. And I'm like, weird. What are we doing, guys? Although, one of the other things about the djinn doesn't have to really do with the Campbells, per se, anymore. Because they were just super sus. And then they like, hightailed it out of there. And Sam was just like, they just left. And Dean's like, okay. But his whole hallucination was super triggering. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel... like, I understand why they were like, yeah, you, like, have a nightmare and you die. And I'm like, yeah. that sounds horrible. Like, everything, like Lisa being uh-huh. burned on the ceiling with him uh-huh. watching, and then, like, Ben having, like, the demon blood. All right. And, like, I was mm-hmm. just like, oh.
Combined Lisa and Mary, God. Combined Sam and Ben. Yellow Eyes is there. It's the worst nightmare. The cycle's starting over and over. He can't escape it. Yeah, that would be the worst nightmare.
Yeah, that was pretty triggering. Like, it was triggering for me because I was stressed. And then poor, like, Lisa's like, it's all your fault. And I was like, no, it's not. And the poor Dean's like, I'm sorry.
I know, oh my God.
He just wanted love.
I know.
And he can't get it anywhere else.
Poor thing.
When we're talking about Sam, too, for the rest of this episode, I feel like... A, when he comes back, it was kind of funny because Sam's just like...
Weird reunion between Sam and Dean.
Well, yeah, because Sam was just kind of like, and then I was like, yeah, I get it. He's been alive for a long time, but we all know. Not that I liked it, but like, of course, Dean's just kind of like, I did everything. Like, I didn't. I tried. And you're telling me you've been like doing this? And then Sam's just like, what? You promised you wouldn't. And Dean's like, well, I lied. Sue me.
I know. Yeah, he's like... I was looking up, going around, looking at libraries, looking up books. And he's like, Sam's all, you said you wouldn't do that. And he's like,
I lied. Like, surprise. Have you met me? Yeah, I'm Dean fucking honestly, Winchester.
I know, like, Sam, you thought Dean would leave his baby brother to rot in the cage with Lucifer and Michael? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Sam, this whole episode was just like, he's sus. And it makes sense. Everything about it. And Sierra, all the things that you were pointing out, I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, you're right. Like,
dude, his body language, his facial expressions. Listen, Jared
did a really good
this
job.
This is peak acting for you, bud. This was really good. This was on par with Jensen's physical acting. Nailed it.
Well, because at the end, too, you know, like, Dean's going to go away with Lisa and be like, I got out, man. Like, I guess I am just going to get out because he was going to make that decision, even though I think he was just like, well, I want to protect Lisa, I guess. And Sam was just kind of like, oh, you're really going to protect him? Like, how are you going to protect them? And he's just being so manipulative.
Well, what are you saying? He's just like, you know, you'll just be putting them in danger, you know? And he's like, you know, it's fine. I wish you were coming with, you know, whatever, but like, it's fine. It's cool. It's better with you around, you know? Like, it's, you know, just saying all the stuff to... It's better when you're here hunting with me. Like, this works out better when we're a team. Well, and you're putting them in danger by staying with them.
Even, I know, because Dean has this conversation with Lisa during all this, because, you know, the djinn's hunting them.
Right.
And Lisa's like, you know, like, you seem that you're happier with me and Ben here. And, like, I like you being here, like...
Right.
And, you know, she was happy with him there. Regardless, like, she's like, I know. Like, I think she even says just like, yeah. Because, like, Dean said something like, I'm out of my mind or something. Or I'm half out of my mind. And Lisa's like, yeah, I expect the guy who saved the world to be kind of out of his mind. That's not that weird for me. And honestly, for me, always bitching about Lisa. She was pretty good nice here. Like, she's pretty good these next few episodes. So, yeah, I think that Sam kind of using that as manipulation, too, is just kind of hard for Dean. Because, like, you know, I think he thinks that he's happy with Lisa. Mm-hmm. And Sam, the person who wanted him, A, to stay there, and now all of a sudden, like... And also Sam being the person who's, like, good about this, being like, well, Dean, yeah, like, you do what you want. You feel this way. Like, you're my brother. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you should do this. You should be happy. And then all of a sudden, Sam's turning around and being like, no, you have to hunt with me.
Sam's acting like a Dean. Okay, he's not acting like Sam because Sam is an independent person. He understands and respects a person's need for independence. And so he absolutely would be like, yeah, like, we'll keep in contact. Obviously, we're not going to go radio silent, but you don't have to hunt with me. You know, we're going to keep that, you know, as separate as we can. I'm so happy you found, you know, this life that you like made for yourself and everything. But he's not. He's just being manipulative. Oh, and I think the biggest thing about being manipulative was not accepting baby when Dean offered. That was
absurd.
Okay, first of all, manipulation, because he's leaving baby there so she can, like, be there. And the idea of hunting can just fester in Dean's brain. He knows his brother's alive. With all this stuff. And it's their home. Second of all, it's their home. Okay.
No. Literally, no. We just watched Swan Song. So we literally just saw how important this car, that Chuck was literally like, this is the most important object about, like, the apocalypse and creating, like, Sam
and like,
D.
all of history.
And, yeah. And,
this car.
Like, all of a sudden, Sam is just like,
I got my own car. I got my charger set up
He says it like, I have my charger set up, yeah.
Yeah, I have it set up the way I like it.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
What?
This car you grew up in? isn't set up how you like it.
Well, because then also, too, because I said...
Like, there'd be a learning curve?
Yeah.
Everything's exactly where it was.
I know, seriously. Well, because I said that Sam respects that it's, like, Dean's car. Because, like, Dean, of course, looked up to John forever. And so Dean would want John's stuff. Like, his jacket. Sam, maybe... Okay.
It's only Sam's car when Dean... gives it to him. Like, when Dean went to hell, that became Sam's car. But then when Dean came back, it's Dean's car.
Yeah.
It's Dean's car unless Dean's, like, dead. Yeah. And then it gets to be Sam's car.
Yeah. And so that was, to me, is very telling that I, like, he was just like, eh.
So if he had taken it, it would have been, like, Dean's dead, like, in terms of hunting.
Yeah.
He's not going to be hunting anymore. Now I'll take baby on the road. We'll drive around. Saving people, hunting things, family business. But he doesn't. He's just like, no. You keep her. She's been under a tarp.
I know.
She needs to be on the road. She's under a tarp in a garage in suburbia. What? No. No. Absurd. Absurd. Oh, and on the topic of when Sam is talking to Dean and is like guilt tripping him, trying to be like, you know, we hunt so well together, blah, blah, blah. He's also like, you know, you wouldn't hesitate to just go for it. Just go and like save people or whatever. You know, Sam says this to Dean, right? That's stupid. You want to know why? Because in 2 minutes to midnight, when Bobby's talking to Dean about how good Sam is, how great he is, and how Sam didn't hesitate. He just went in that when they were in that factory, and he was just going in, saving all those people, grabbing them, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just yeah. And I'm just like, really, Sam? Really? Really? You wouldn't just go without thinking? You did it 2 episodes ago.
Well, yeah, because he's doing, well.
Two episodes ago.
Manipulation, man.
Oh, my God. Or he just believes that.
I mean, yeah, I think Sam always thinks he's inherently bad, but like...
Well, that, but I just mean, like, in his current state. And when Sam was done with their conversation, he was saying bye to Dean. No hug. What was that?
Sam's just sus.
He's acting so weird. And, you know, it makes sense that Dean wasn't immediate, like, dude, are you good? Or, like, what's going on with you? Because we can all see he's being a little weird. Not super weird, but a little weird. And it makes sense because, you know, he's been gone for a year, right? Dean's been grieving. He could chalk it up to, you know, hell trauma. Mm-hmm. And also, Dean doesn't care because Dean will take what he can get when it comes to Sam being alive.
Yeah.
So Dean's just like, I'm just so glad that my brother back and I can talk to him and call him up, be like, hey, Sammy, hey, Dean, what's going on? Like,
and honestly, the funny thing is, it's not that weird if you compare Sam's actions to how he's acting now to a mystery spot when Dean was dead for that long time.
Kind of similar, yeah.
Yeah, like that weird, like, unattached.
He's more unattached.
So, like, I would be like, huh, like, that would make sense because Dean, you know, is quote-unquote dead to him in the hunting life, that he's not seeing him and he can't talk to him, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. Moving on to 2 and a Half Men.
Yes, 2 and a Half Men. This is good.
I did like this one. This one was a lot cuter than I remembered it. Mm-hmm. Again, I was just like, oh, this is a filler, and then I was like, I appreciate this one a little bit more, I think, because it's the shifter. And honestly, it was a good idea, but again, monsters are weird. So, like, the monsters, or the shifters, were knocking people up. They had a good plan. They came in as a security guard, and then, like, you know, the husband would leave, and they'd go knock up the wife, and then the wife would get pregnant, and then, like...
It was a great plan.
He just came in and then slaughtered the family and then took the baby. I was like, well, that stinks.
I'm not advocating murder or anything, but it was a good plan.
It was a good plan. It was a really good plan.
As monsters' plans go, this one was a pretty good one. You know, it was well thought out.
I did really like that Sam the whole time was just like, shifters have babies? Like, I just thought they were like X-Men. Like, I thought they just were beings. Thing. And I was happens. Like, honestly, we don't talk about that a lot. Because, like, we know how vampires are created. We kind of know how werewolves are created. Mm-hmm. So it's like, shifters, how are they beings? Yeah, like, djinns. Mm-hmm. How are they things? Because they made it, the djinns were like, you killed my father, remember? So they were like, your father? Like, like, okay, so maybe it's like a human thing. And then, like, I guess a genie, yeah, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, other animals, other monsters, they kind of... I guess have familial, but I guess at the same time, I was like, I guess they can procreate the same way.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But for the rest of the episode, it was just Dean being a good parent. You know, they have this baby that they have to watch, and, like, he's humming and just knows really good things about this, and it's super cute. And, you know, I think Dean wants to be, like, a good dad, and, like...
But with being a good dad comes with being a not liked dad. Person.
Yeah. Because Ben finds, like... all the stuff, which he went to search for, because you were right. He was like, yeah, he, like, hid that in, like, a toolbox.
We watch Dean. There's a close-up of him putting it in the toolbox, the keys to the Impala, and then we see Ben trunk open, him with a shotgun. We're like, sir, excuse me?
I know.
Where did you find those keys?
Which is really cute and wholesome, because Ben's like, no, I want to help. And also, it was really funny, because I was like, what do you know, small child? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess he was abducted by changelings.
He knows a little bit.
And it was really wholesome, because, of course, Dean's just like, nope.
Dean flies off the handle. He gets pissed.
Yeah, which...
He's like, absolutely not. You will never, ever, ever shoot a gun. Absolutely not. Get out of here. Don't ever go in this trunk again.
Yeah, kind of side note about that. Because we talked about this, and I was like, I wonder if he would not want Ben doing this. And then, like, if Ben was older, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I'm assuming dad at this point.
Hunting information for defensive purposes.
Yeah.
Just your basics. Here's salt for this. Holy water that. Silver this.
So if one's in the era, but you're not going hunting.
He's
monsters.
Not cross country tripping, looking for ghouls.
He's not
going to
be known as
such.
A hunter, kind of thing. Like, it's kind of like a Jody situation.
He'll just be able to handle himself.
Yeah, like, so he'll
and
know
call
that.
The right people to handle stuff. Right, exactly. Like a Jody situation.
He'll be like, well, I kind of know what's going on. I can take care of some of this, but I have still have a life and I still have a job. And
but being 12 and then being told off by the person you look up to sort of as a father figure, Ben did not take that well. And then Dean felt super guilty for yelling at him.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I could tell Dean was just like, oh my God, you don't understand. There's so much trauma, bud. Okay, it's just, please, just don't.
I know. Well, and he doesn't know because, of course, Ben's just like, yeah.
He's a hero. He's a cool guy. He comes in, he saves the day and everything. Yeah. He's like, that's cool. And he's just like, no, this is the worst thing in the world. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, I kind of forgot that Lisa, like, was kind of easygoing about it, too, because I thought she was going to come in. Be like, why are you yelling at my kid? And then I was like, oh wait, no. See, Lisa was just like kind of a good person. She was just like, I understand, like, what happened? He's and then Dean, funny enough, Dean should have just told her and been like, Yeah,
I don't know why he didn't.
I know she probably would have been angry, like, being like, what do you mean he got into your trunk of guns? But at the same time, it's like, but he got into my trunk of guns and was like, I want
to
be a hunter.
It was the key was in the toolbox. It was covered, like, he didn't just leave it out.
Yeah.
So she's going to be that mad about it, but I get it.
Yeah, but, like, I think he should have told Lisa, because then Lisa maybe would have talked to Ben and been like, hey, I know you want to do this, but leave this to Dean.
Right.
So Dean and Sam, you know, have this baby, right? And Dean has to go off for a little while because they're trying to figure this out.
Yeah, Sam asked him to come back, like, hunting after 10 seconds ago. He was just like, I respect you and your decisions, bruh. And then he's just like, I'm coming to you or you're coming to me. I need help now. Rude. Not respecting Dean's wishes. Rude. That's how he gets into the shifter business. With the baby.
Well, and then I think it's funny because, so he's talking to Lisa because he's like, you know, going on his trip. He's packing a bag and everything and kind of going on this hunt with Sam. And Lisa even tells Dean, like, I kind of thought the monsters were done. Like, I kind of thought we were done with this. Like, I thought, like.
Thought we were safe.
You saved the world, you're done. And because even Lisa's like, what are you trying to protect me from? Like, all monsters or, like, this monster or, like, what? And then he's like, I don't know. Like,
he's just monsters.
Monsters, yeah. And he's just like, and she's like, okay, well, like, I have to go to work. Like, this isn't good enough. Like,
we can't live our lives. Right, because they said they were going to go out for lunch and Dean ordered pizza.
Yeah.
He ordered lunch in and then Ben wanted to ride his bike or whatever. And he's just like, no, let's help your mom unpack. And then they literally go off and leave Lisa unpack the kitchen by herself.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah, it was just kind of like...
She had a point.
I mean, and then Lisa was just like, you know, like, you're scaring me kind of thing. Like, not that she's scared, like, he's scaring her, but she's scared that, like...
She's concerned about the situation.
Yeah, because then I think she's like, is this how life is going to be? Like, we're just going to be hiding in this thing? Like, that's not good for Ben. Like, what?
She's like, he has to go to school. Like,
this isn't going to be...
You can't keep us trapped here.
Yeah, and then, like, I think Dean is finally realizing, he's like, well, I've hurt these people by bringing myself into them.
Right. By putting myself in the middle of their lives. I've brought all the stuff for me into the middle of their lives. Oops.
But I think in this moment, too, after this conversation with Lisa, is, like, Dean kind of finally realizes that he, like, it has come to terms, I almost wanted to say, that he can't have his apple pie life.
Right.
It's just not going to work out for him.
The way he wants it.
Because
his loved ones don't die.
Well, just in general, because I think he's like, I'll be too stressed out. I'm just going to be like, you can't go out. I don't want my children hunting.
The gin thing probably freaked him out, too, because he's seeing all those scratch marks and stuff and the screaming going to that abandoned building. He's just like, I'm kind of paranoid. I have, you know, like, PTSD and stuff. Like,
yeah, and it's understandable. And, like, with Sam, like, he could trust Sam to not get hurt, you know what I mean? Like, to hold his own.
Yeah.
Same thing with Cass and Bobby. So, for him to be like, oh, I...
But, like, Lisa and Ben are completely vulnerable, whereas the other people in his life were not. They had the knowledge, they had the sort of skills to kind of take care of themselves, but these two don't.
And the thing is, actually, you know what I just thought of, is that people could use this is, you're gonna be like, duh. People can use Lisa and Ben to get to Dean. Here's the thing, though. Uh-huh. And people kind of know this, but, like, if you were to hurt Sam to get to Dean, as, you know, demons do, yeah, that's real dangerous.
That's stupid, honestly. That's downright dumb.
Like, at the same time, like, you still have to go get Sam, though.
I know, like...
Like, that might be a little hard, so...
Just gonna go snatch the boy king?
Yeah, literally, yeah. So, like, you have Lisa and Ben who know literally nothing. It would just be the easiest kill in Target, and then you're still gonna have Dean Winchester on your tail, but at the same time, like, I don't know what my point was on this, but I guess that was it.
Well, it'd be easier to snatch Ben and Lisa. Either way, you'd have Dean Winchester on. Well, you wouldn't, because if it was Sam and Dean, obviously you'd be murdered immediately. Super easy. You could maybe get away if it was just, like, Dean coming after him.
I think, okay.
But, like, they'd be able to team up because Dean would get Sam free, and then you'd be dead immediately.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm kind of saying, is that, like, yeah, you would have Dean going after you, but you would have, like, others going after you. You'd have the boys going after you.
It's no good. You don't want that.
Yet, you would have, like, what would be your end game, I guess, is what I'm saying. Because, you know what?
You're going to end up dead.
Because here's the thing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that, like, yeah, you kill Lisa and Ben, okay, whoopee-doo, you're going to hurt Dean, and you're going to have Dean Winchester on your ass at all times. Here's the thing, but if you kill Sam or Dean, you're gonna have vice versa on your ass, but you still took out a big player. Because what is your end game? You're trying to kill Dean? Dean's not gonna die because you killed one of his loved ones.
Like the Jin, they got like this vendetta or whatever because, you know, he killed your dad.
Yeah, you go after them. You don't go after the loved ones. I mean, yeah, you go after the loved ones, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
lure them out so you could get them.
Yeah, so I guess my whole point is that, like, you didn't take out, like, a big contender. You should have just gone after
Dean. If you kill Lisa and Ben, but Dean's gonna end up killing you, so, like, you don't even, there's no point in that. But if you snatch Sam or Dean, the other one, you know, if you're smart, you kill them immediately because they keep just holding these boys hostage like idiots. You know, you kill them immediately, then you've taken out one player. But then they're going to kill you, so it's kind of like you're martyring yourself a little bit. I'm running away with this. So anyway.
I know, dude. I was
but
just
the
like,
scenario makes sense.
So the shifter baby, though. Dean was wholesome.
Dean was great.
A hilarious makeft dad. I liked them in the store. Super funny. Just Dean being like,
oh my God.
I'm like, oh boy, Dean. And then like Dean trying to like change the diaper. And like, also Sam was just like, ugh, how do you know this, Dean? And also to me, that was kind of sus because like,
Oh, I got a big point about that, bud. Because Sam says, he's like, you know, you're not awful at that. Which is weird because obviously Sam would know that Dean is, like, good with kids. First of all, he's seen it firsthand. Second of all, obviously, Dean raised him since he was 6 months old. Obviously, he's good with kids. Second of all, it was the weird way that he phrased that. The comment Sam made makes sense, but he would have put a more positive spin on it. He'd be like, wow, you're like, so you are like really good at that, huh? Instead of like, oh, you're not terrible at that. Because obviously Dean wouldn't be terrible at that. Sam, you should know this. This is sus.
Yeah,
because
Sam, you didn't end up horrible.
Yeah, the negative phrasing with that is weird. The interaction makes sense, but his phrasing was bad. I don't. Sus. Oh, and Sam continues to roast him and like his parenting skills or whatever because he's like, yo, oh, so what do you got? Ben and Lisa, you know, on lockdown? Shades drawn, salt on the windows and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't keep them on lockdown, Dean. You know, that's how you turn into John. First of all, fair. Okay, Sam, you're right about that. But wow. Rude as hell.
Well, I really liked, too, the character growth of Dean. Because he realizes later, right?
Acknowledging.
And that, like...
He does.
He's just like, I don't want to be John. Being John, it like, realizes in that moment when Sam is like, you don't want this to turn into a dad situation. He's like, no, I don't want that. So I think he's also coming to terms. He's like, yeah, John was really bad to us. Like
he was like, we were on lockdown all the time. It was horrible. I hated it. He's like, I don't want to do that to you. It's like, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like, oh, Dean finally, like, realizing his feelings of this? But...
Understanding that John is not exactly a person he looks up to as much anymore. He doesn't want to become him, you know, like, back in the day, maybe. He might have, but now he's just like, nah, I don't want that. I don't want to be like him. He wasn't good. The situation wasn't good. Neither was he in the situation. It was just bad all around.
Yeah, and, like... Like I said, I think he realizes that and then, like, tells this to Lisa that, like, he doesn't want to do this to them. So, like, also it scared me because I literally thought Lisa was like, then you have to leave. And he's like, you want me to go?
Yeah.
Whatever he said, he was just like, you want me to hit the road? He's like, no, I get it. Hit the road. Yeah. You want me to hit the road? And I was like, oh, Dean.
I know.
Dean's like, rejection. I know. Rejection. Oh, my God.
Like, I know. Oh, my God. Oh, abandonment issues.
Like, literally. Oh, no. My God, that's all I took of. That's why he was so, like, upset, because he's like, you want me to hit the road, huh? And then, like, he was just like, I'm being abandoned by the family that, like, no. I didn't really want to abandon. Because remember, he chose to stay there. He could have left to, like, protect them or whatever. And he's like, no, I want to stay. I want to make it work. And I'm going to do it. And then Lisa was like, bye, bitch. Like...
I'm shook right now. Oh, my God. You're right.
Oh, my God.
That's Dean's biggest thing is the event. Like, he thinks no one can love him.
I know. Everyone's going to leave him.
Oh, my God. Everyone's going to leave him. Oh, my God. You're right. When you're right, you're right. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm fine. I'm okay.
No, but it did scare me because I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, is this why I hate Lisa so much? And then she's like, no, we can do, like, a long-distance relationship. And I was like, okay.
It's so funny because she's like, yeah, you're white-knuckling it, living like this. She, like, gets him. I didn't really understand how much Lisa honestly does get Dean. She really does. And I really appreciate her for that.
To me, I always just was like, I don't know. To me, I'm just like, it's like fake love. I don't know. She just didn't seem very sincere to Dean that it was like she was in love with him. I think Dean, again, liked the idea of to be in love with Lisa, with a kid, and Ben, because it was a good idea. And the same thing with Lisa, because she's like, this right. man is a savior of the world, and he's really nice, and he's really good with my kid.
He's a good role model for Ben, but I think it's more of a comfort thing. They're comfortable with each other, I think is what it is. So it is kind of like a form of like love, but it's not the type of love you would really associate with what's going on there.
To me, this reminds me of just like a married couple who like got married and they're just kind of sticking it through for like the kids and everything, and like they care about each other and they love each other, but they're not in love with each other. They're anymore. Just like, you know what, like whatever, like we're just kind of sticking it out, we're keeping everything solid, like we care about each other, like this friendship, you know what I mean, that like, so we're right. gonna, like, you're still my friend, like, and I really care about you as a friend, but, like, you know what, whatever. And that's right. fine, because my life is, like, I say over, but, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I lived it, that's cool, I'm cool to spend time with you and just chill, right. and, yeah, it is that comfort of, like, well, I don't want to leave, because then we'd have to start all over.
It's the accepting that whether they are in love or not, it can't be the way that it has been.
Yeah.
And so whether they were actually in love or not, there's at least that respect and understanding there that the way that they were doing it is not going to work anymore. Sam is back. That changes the game. She acknowledges. She's like, your brother's back, dude. Like, this was the whole thing. This was the whole point. Your mm-hmm. brother was gone. You came to us, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, he got the regular job. You've been good to us. You've been good to Ben, you know, and she's like, I appreciate that. I like having you around. Yeah,
and she's like, but I have all my priorities, too, of raising right. this kid in mm-hmm. a good area, and you can come around, and I'd love for you to be around, but, like...
You know, yeah, we'd love to see you.
I don't want you to be unhappy doing it, because but I obviously know you
Because you can't keep living like this. Mm-hmm. Not seeing your brother all the time, not, you know, saving the world. Mm-hmm. Everyone who meets Dean is just like, that's the guy. Mm-hmm. That's what he does.
He's Dean fucking Winchester. He's Dean. That's gonna be the episode title.
Just the only Dean fucking Winchester. Yeah. So I am growing to respect Lisa more.
Yeah, like these episodes are fine. I think it just becomes, I'm just like, oh, I'm done with the Lisa arc.
We're like, they're not in love, it doesn't matter, move on.
Yeah. I think I'm just like, I'm done with
And her. This is becoming an irritating thing to me, so we need to just move on.
Yeah. But the rest of the time with the Campbells, the sussy Campbells.
Sam calling the Campbells family.
Yeah.
Sus.
And then Sam immediately going to Samuel with his baby. Also, again, Sam, sus, was like, yeah, we're going to have to figure out what to do with the monster. And Dean's like, you mean the baby?
The baby? The literal infant?
And he's like, well, yeah, but he's still like a shifter. Dean's like,
Yeah, Sam was just basically just like, I mean, yeah, but like, he's a monster though. And Dean's like, he's a baby, dude. Like, whoa.
Remember that episode too? Mm-hmm. I don't remember what episode it was. That was made a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
With the guy who was a monster. Don't remember.
Wow. What a great episode. I remember exactly what you're talking about.
Was he Rougarou?
Which one? Metamorphosis? Like, four?
Yeah, Metamorphosis. Yeah, that one. Where he, like, was he Rougarou?
Yeah, the Rougarou guy.
And so, the Rougarou had a baby, and so he had the son. So, the husband was the Rougarou, but like, he didn't know he was a monster.
Right.
So, he could have turned into a cannibal person. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, no, I'm gonna be good. I'm not going to, because I love my wife, and I want my unborn child.
I wanna be normal.
And then, like, then after that, the dad was like, fine, I'll kill myself, fine. Mm-hmm. Will that satisfy you, psychotic hunter?
Right.
And then they were like, well, no, the baby. Mm-hmm. And then he's like...
It would have, but your wife's pregnant, so...
So now we have to kill this baby, too, because now you have another baby, Rougarou. We need to stop this family line. Mm-hmm. And, like, of course, Sam was just like, no! we can't kill it. Because at the time, you know, it's the whole demon blood of like...
Yeah, the Ruger was a mirror for Sam at that point in time, where it's Sam's battling the demon blood, his choices.
Is he inherently evil, or is like...
Or is the external forces pushing him towards this dangerous path, not within his control?
Yeah.
And so no matter what choices he makes, he'll still be pushed on that path.
I think it's kind of sus that Sam is just like reverted to like, no, we gotta kill it.
Black and white, seriously, even Sam?
Even though like Sam was able to prove his point, being like, look, I'm not inherently evil. My choices have affected me and I've chosen correct.
I saved the world.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Yeah. It's weird that I'm like, Sam, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's doing that. He's just like, oh yeah, you know, we could just, and Tien's like, well, we can't just drop it in an orphanage. They're gonna get upset when it turns Asian. And I'm like, that's really a mood. That was a mood. And he's like, we'll just give it to, like, the hunters. You know, just, we'll bring it to the Campbells. You know, keep it safe. And he's just like, other hunters? And Sam's like, yeah, not all hunters are head cases, Dean. Dean's like, I'm a head case. Well, we're all, he's like, we're kind of all head cases. Like,
yeah, well, and then even, like,
we shouldn't be responsible for this baby either.
Samuel was like, here, let's give it to...
Dean does not want to give this baby up, by the way. He's holding this baby. And Samuel, I have to make sure I say the Samuel for the Campbells. Samuel comes up, he's like, oh, I could take the baby. And Dean's just like, I'm good. I got the baby. And then Sam comes up to him, and he's like, I got it, Dean, I got it. Dean gives him the baby. I don't know why he thought that was a good idea.
Samuel.
And then Sam gives it to Samuel, and I'm just like, the betrayal.
I know, what? Seriously.
What? That literally was like a separation point for me, for these brothers. Like, Sam seems to be more on the side of the Campbells at this point in time, which is weird. It's, even if he spent a year hunting with them, he spent 20 years hunting with Dean.
Well, even then, like later too, because I think Dean is looking down on them, right? And one of the Campbell cousins says something like, oh, well, like, at least we're not torturers. Like, not all hunters are torturers. Oh, but that's right. You, Dean. And then I was like, how in the hell do you know about his time in hell?
First of all, yeah, like, you're just like, okay, first of all, shut up. Second of all, how do you know anything?
And all I could think of is that,
I know,
like,
that, but how do you know
I
that?
Know, all I can think of is, like, the only person who, like, really knows in that room is Sam. So why would his brother be, like, kind of, like, talking shit about Dean?
Oh, yeah, big-time torturer down in the pit.
Like,
yeah,
it's one thing to be like, yeah, my brother went to hell, it sucked. But, like, for him to be like...
Yeah, he was on the rack, and that's how he started the apocalypse, and then I broke that other seal, and that was a whole thing, and, you know, the demon blood thing. Like, he's just, like, spilling his guts to these people, who he just met. He's
even
known
though
them
they're
a year.
Family, yeah.
Don't talk to me about the family thing. Just because they're the Campbells, they're your family? No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't think they've proved themselves over the course of a year.
So I do really like that we finally get, like, I say we finally get, we're two episodes in.
Yeah.
That we see again, the Campbells are capturing monsters. They're trying to capture the shifter with big Papa Shifter, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, they alpha. Think it's an alpha, yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot. We got like halfway through, I think, this episode, and I was like, oh my god, this is what season 6 is about.
Yeah, the alphas.
The alphas. Uh-huh. I was like, oh.
It's one of the only things I really remembered about season 6.
Dude, I have so many theories, but we'll get into that later.
Sure.
But yeah, the alpha, and again, this is the whole thing of like, they could kind of keep it not in canon because the alphas are different. So they were like, oh, we like shot them up. And then like, it wasn't affected.
They could expand their canon is, I think, really what you're trying to.
No, I know. And I mean, that's cool to be like, yeah, they're alphas. Like that would make sense. Like the one that came from all of them. And I do really like that
idea.
It
does make sense.
And they do say like, yeah, why are these things coming out? Like, what are they doing? But what do the Campbells want with the alphas? Why are they looking for that?
Mm-hmm.
And even Dean was like, Sam, was this just like a ploy to get these alphas? Like, was this the decoy? And Sam's like, nah.
Did you use this literal baby as bait?
And I don't know. I'm just,
no.
Funny enough, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I think maybe Sam.
I think Sam lied. He looked.
I don't know.
His face is doing weird stuff. I don't.
I could see him being like, no, I didn't want to do that. But then him kind of being like, but because it happened, it's okay. Kind of thing. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, yeah, it was bad that it happened. And I didn't actually think this wasn't the plan, but.
I just thought the baby would be safest with the Campbells, you know? I didn't.
And, you know, yeah, like, maybe, like.
I wasn't luring an alpha here or anything. I can't believe you would accuse me of that, Dean. That is just ridiculous.
But it kind of worked out in the end.
That's how it came out for me. Just Dean's accusation, Sam. I never. Nonsense.
Yes, you're right.
But why do we want the alphas? who is Samuel talking to?
Oh, yeah. I forgot there was that weird phone call.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure we maybe know.
Oh, we totally know.
I say that, and then I don't know. See, I was like, and this is it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, okay.
It's going to be like Lisa's the one who wants the alphas, and we're like, oh, I forgot about this plot twist.
I guess I'll just say, I think it's Crowley.
I don't want to say it because then I'm going to be like 90% sure it's Crowley. And then it's not at all. And
I don't remember. Oops. I was like, wait, I think this is like the plan, and blah, 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 blah. And then like we were watching more episodes, and I was like, scratch that. I think this is the plan, and blah, 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 blah. And then we continue watching episodes, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? Never mind. What's happening? Yeah, in the next episode, you're like, I know what's going on. I'm like, that doesn't sound right to me, but I don't know enough about season 6 to dispute it. I'm like,
and then we were watching it, and I'm like, never mind.
I'm like, I remember something sus is happening, but I don't think it was that. And then like, you're just like, oh, it's not. Never mind.
It kind of ends up being correct, but not this early. I was trying to like being like, ooh, in retrospective, like, look, I'm pointing out things. And then I was like, no, that's not true.
The most important thing we get out of this episode, though, is the baby's out of retirement.
Oh, that sexy shot.
Delicious.
Oh, so good.
Oh, he comes with the, I know. Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, I really like all that.
Yep, that's the most important key takeaway.
Yeah. Jeez, wow. Before we get done to these next two episodes, this episode will be a little too long. Maybe we'll cut it here and then do a little part two.
We seem to have a lot to say.
I didn't realize there was a lot to say about these episodes.
We don't want
to
make a 3-hour episode.
I don't think anyone wants a 3-hour episode.
No one wants a 3. I don't want to record one. I don't want to edit one. No one wants to listen to it. Because it would be like 4 hours, cut it down to 3. No one wants that.
No one wants that. I guess we're going to leave this episode here. Be sure to check out part two of this next week, whenever we post this.
Depends on what day we post this, yeah.
Yes. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at HunterHosts.
Yep.
You can also check out our ratings of each episode and see where they fall in our ranking. We are your Hunter Hosts. I'm Graham.
I'm Sierra.
We are driving off, and we will see you all next time in our rearview mirror.
Bye. See ya.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. See ya.
See ya.
Attitude.